call is now being recorded.
Great. So you were going to give an update on the lockdown situation?
Yeah, pretty much. They're letting us out for 3 hours a day. But I just found out Channel 5 News this morning that they said that we're off lockdown. We're not. We're still locked in. They're just letting us out 3 hours a day. They're still bringing us food in the unit. It's pretty much the same as far as the jobs. They're taking all the jobs out of here. Any job that has all the vocations are gone. The metal shop is leaving where the incident happened. That whole building 21, it's like three floors. So they're finna, in the next, I'll say next 30 days, there's going to be pretty much about 100, maybe 200 guys employed in this prison. So as far as the industry goes, but they'll still have janitors and, you know, guys that work in the kitchen and stuff like that. But for the most part, I think it's finna get worse because they're overreacting to a situation, an isolated situation. And so now they're taking all the jobs out of here. They're not finna replace them. And, it's a lot of tension, you know, cause the officers don't want to let people out. Like yesterday morning, there's a situation where the lieutenant had to come in the unit and make them let us out ourselves. Cause they didn't want to let us out for that 3 hours. And then this morning there was a problem with a discrepancy with letting us out and it's a lot of tension, man. Guys are trying to, you know, be calm and patient, do the best they can, but you got a lot of officers acting like they don't know their job. And these are senior officers, by the way. They've been here 10, 13 years, so they should already have a routine established. So the administration doesn't have anything established outside of, you know, just taking everybody's jobs. And once they do that, that means 90% of the prison, 95% of the prison is going to be locked in all day. And that's going to create more problems.
So you're saying that the people are now out for 3 hours a day. Can you tell if the prison was back to normal how it was before, how many hours a day would people be getting out of their cells? What would be the difference?
Oh, we'd be out all day, pretty much, from 6 in the morning to what, 9:25 at night. In between that, there's count time, of course, but like recreation, there's nothing. We have no recreation, no yard. No regular meals. They're bringing us these lockdown meals that are pretty much designed for the lockdown. So we're not getting that required calorie intake, you know, things of that nature. The food is coming in cold. So it's stressful. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. So people are out for 3 hours instead of 15 hours is what you're saying.
Yep. Exactly. And they're letting 100 and something people out at 3 hours, and there's really no space to do anything. So you're standing in a phone line with 20 people in a phone line, you know, things like that. So it's you can't really even reach out to your family and talk to them like you want to.
Totally. And then you said they're going to be down to like something like 100 jobs. How many jobs did they have before that, prior to the lockdown?
Oh, man, it was, what is it, like 200 people in this unit? I'll say about 8% of the people were employed. It was a lot of people employed outside of, you know, like the shoe unit, B West. Then you had education. Then you had in this unit, I think it was 8 people that were unemployed on unemployed status. So it was almost 100 something people employed in this unit. I can't speak on the other units because I don't know what's going on over there as far as their employment situation. But yeah, so. Yeah, so now they're pretty much taking all the jobs out of here. Any vocation, so the DOC's idea of what rehabilitation is pretty much over with. You know, because like the VC carpenter, you know, you got guys out there going out there trying to get a trade or a skill. Upholstery shop, you know, these are skilled labor jobs that you can get out and stay employed and find work. But now that's going to be gone.
Word. Cool. Is there anything you'd like to, so right now, you've probably seen the DOC is telling everybody that the lockdown is over, that things are back to normal. So anything else you'd like to tell them or to tell people in the media and the public that they should know about this?
Pretty much just to be aware of what's going on in here, man. Once the news says something, they should follow up and call it the commissioner of corrections. Obviously the warden is running, you know, running it how he wants to run it. And then from that point on, the officers run the units how they want to run them. You know, so it's delayed. They're delaying letting us out. And, you know, all kind of stuff like that, man. They're irritating people for no reason. And it's people should just call and pay attention to what's going on in here, because it's only going to get worse. Because once they overreact to what they're doing, it's going to get worse. Then you're going to have the what they call a hiring committee. They're going to start writing up a guideline for, you know, who's eligible to actually get a job outside the prison walls. So anybody that goes to the industry to get a job out there, it's going to be a certain criteria. And, you know, you never had those problems before. It was, like I said, it was an isolated incident. This is prison. Those things happen. So you got prisons all over this country that have incidents like this happen, and they don't take their industries from them. You know, so, and I think it's this month with the 17 prisons on strike all across the country, man. I think people need to start waking up to what's going on inside these prisons with the mass incarceration, the parole violation problems, especially in Minnesota. Just prison reform at the end of the day. And I think now with this governor's race happening, people need to start asking these governors, what are they going to do about reforming these prisons in Minnesota as far as decarceration, as far as guys coming up for parole, letting them out? You know, guys been doing 20, 30 years in there. It's time to let them go. You know, so you have parole hearings coming up. You have it's just a lot of things that need to be right now with respect to politics. You know, they're talking about Donald Trump and everything he's doing, but they're not talking about how he's looking into prison reform. They need to start doing it. In fact, I think a lot of people on the Democratic ticket need to switch over to the Republican ticket, because he's the only one talking about prison reform. The Republican Party's bringing that to the forefront, but nobody else is. So those things need to be addressed, and I think the public, in particular the taxpayers and the voters, need to address those issues and start bringing that to the forefront in Minnesota and see what they're going to do about reforming this prison and starting, and especially with this drug epidemic with the methamphetamines and the opioids. You know, a lot of those guys are in here. You know, a lot of those guys don't need to be in here. They need to be in treatment. And they're pretty much victims of this whole drug crisis going on out there. And those things need to be addressed, because that's what's creating these problems in prisons. When this prison is really designed to hold 900 people, yet 1,700 people here. Why is that? Why do you have two people in a cell with 10 feet of living, like 10 square feet of living space, on a lockdown for 3 weeks? We're in a lockdown for almost a little over a month, and I had 3 showers. So they're giving us a shower every week in 2 days. Or 3 days, you know, but yet they're lying to the media saying they're giving us showers every 3 days. They weren't giving us anything. They were giving us peanut butter jelly sandwiches for a week straight before they even started to give us these cold trays that they're bringing in here. So they're just creating a problem. They make a problem worse. They're making it worse. Mm-hmm. So that's all I see in the future, is it getting worse. But like I said, I think the taxpayers and the voters need to start addressing this with their local politicians, in particular attorney general. You know, attorney general could fix this. You know, a lot of those politicians could fix it, the legislators, whoever. But and also the legislators that are in these districts where majority of these guys come from, they need to step up and see what's going on in here. They need to come in here and start doing tours in this prison. The NAACP, where they at? They need to start coming in here doing tours and seeing if what's going on and seeing how people are treated in here. So that's my take on the issue.
Yeah, that's powerful, man. Do you have any thoughts on the role of prisoners in these struggles, or how people like yourself on the inside, what's your role in this, and how can people support you being more effective in that role?
They need to wake up. A lot of these guys need to wake up. A lot of them are young, so they don't really understand the dynamics of what's going on. You know, they don't really, it's from my firsthand. I'm looking at it firsthand. So a lot of them are frustrated, but they don't know how to really articulate their situation or address the issue. So, you know, those things need to wake up. I think a lot of, like, IWOC, FAM, a lot of those organizations need to start putting newsletters together and sending them to prisoners, just randomly sending them to them. Send them to me, and we can pass them around so these guys can be aware of what's going on. And who to contact? Because a lot of people want to contact people, but they don't know who or how, you know. So they're not informed. Once you got a young guy that's 20, 21 in prison, and he's been getting in trouble his whole life, he's not informed about his situation. So there has to be a lot of information coming inside these prisons, And we got JPay tablets, so, you know, those newsletters can be put on the JPay tablets and distributed throughout this prison. So I think these guys need to be more informed. And, you know, like I said, I mean, if you've been on drugs for 5-6 years and you become incarcerated because you're a victim of that, you know, you need to be informed. These guys, they don't know nothing. They just don't know. So, and you got, like I said, you got 1,700 people in a prison designed for 900 people. So, pretty much, it's the issue. It's only going to get worse before it gets better.
Got you. Well, thank you, and thank you for your work in there, and we'll continue doing what we can out here, and let's be in touch, and I'll make sure that stuff gets out, what we just talked about, so, you stay up in there, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, be in touch.
Thank you for using